This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's
Don.
Not!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey everyone, welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Yummy. That's right.
Interesting. Yeah, just an interesting thing. And let's say
I'm jealous.
Good evening to Michael and Don.
Kate Beckinsale.
Nah, listen, I can punch up a picture. I don't need to hear her speak.
And to Don.
You can play games with my baseball.
And lastly, good evening to myself.
What was that?
I'm not sure.
My phone.
Oh.
The disgust was perfect.
And to Brian Kelly.
I'm here with my family.
Now, Don, you kind of teased it earlier, but we never got to it, and I think it's perfect for an ENN vehicle. Do you have something you want to tell our audience about? Something, a change that's happening within you?
I don't think it's a change.
In your life, in your world that you want to reveal?
It's just that I think I'm a bigger college football fan than I let on.
You've been lying to us.
I don't think I was lying. I just don't think I really was telling.
In touch. You weren't in touch with it.
Yeah, I don't think I realized how much college football I consume until it was brought to my attention.
Well, I mean, what a phony, though. I mean, what a classic phony.
Go ahead.
Because how many times would we say, are you watching Alabama against Georgia today? I'm good.
That's what I would say.
I don't recall that, Andrew. Do you? I don't recall being dismissive about big games.
Yeah, I'm good.
I would believe there could have been an I'm good, but
I didn't watch Alabama Texas. I do know what happened.
Well,
let's hear the
end of it to catch us up.
Young under pressure, plays contain. Young runs it. Young first down. 33 yards away. Clean snap, good haul, and once again right down Main Street. And Alabama takes a 20-19 lead.
And it was controversy. Was the thigh down? All that.
Was that Gustavo?
That was Gustavo Johnson.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy his work.
You do enjoy it.
He's fun. He has a good time.
But I text out Marshall exclamation point, and the next thing I see Michael is just a thread of just like Don needs to come out, and like I got
to
admit,
just to share it with everyone.
I mean, I'm a big boy. You know. I like competition, and Marshall's about to beat Notre Dame.
Oh yeah,
at Notre Dame.
See, but you shouldn't be rooting for that because the more Notre Dame loses, the better it makes Brian Kelly look.
I just wanted to see something I didn't think would ever see. This is Marshall.
I love all the
this
teams.
This is a thundering herd.
All the teams that pay all this money for Marshall to come play, and then they lose, like Appalachian State, getting paid all that money, and they lose. It's great.
Yeah, there is a level of prostitution that goes on, right? Like, Wagner got a nice check for going to Rutgers and losing 66-7.
Right. And Georgia Southern got a big check to go to Nebraska, and this happened.
The snap, the spot, the kick. It's on its way. It is.
No good.
No good! No good! No good! It is well with Marshall and Lincoln. The Eagles have come to the sea of red and painted it true blue. 45-42, it's a final as they celebrate on the field. Take a picture, write a headline, fill a glass, and hug however you can find.
Okay, that was a bit much.
What'd you think of the initial steppage, though? The quiet steppage I enjoyed. Let's hear it one more time. The beginning is really the whole thing here to me. This is beautiful.
The snap, the spot, the kick. It's on its way. It is.
No good.
No good! No good!
To me, that's the most offensive kind of steppage. The worst kind.
Do the analysts realize, by the way,
no good,
that you're building up drama before you say no good?
Right.
And he's just no good. You know who I saw today, speaking of steppage? Maloney was at the golf tournament.
Oh.
Yeah. Wishusen was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who else?
Why didn't I get an invite to this golf tournament?
Chris Raggy was there.
I played golf.
Okay. Yeah. Chris Raggy made the big step from sports to actual hard news.
And has done it well.
Very good. And how was Dave? I haven't spoken to Dave in a while.
I didn't say a word to him.
Was he wordy? Was there?
I didn't think he'd be a fraud and pretend he liked you.
He doesn't like
no,
me?
No, I'm only kidding.
Wow. Wow.
And with Shusen, is he still talking to somebody after you left?
Wow, that's hurtful.
No, joke.
He's a good man.
He's a good man.
He really is. And a great announcer.
Tremendous.
He's one of the best.
Yeah.
Buccigross was there.
Oh, really?
Sean McDonough was there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was star-studded.
Who's who?
Breen.
A lot of hockey people there.
Yeah.
How come I wasn't asked?
You don't golf.
I do.
You don't golf?
I wasn't asked.
But I wasn't asked. I told Tim I'm not going to golf. He said, would you come by just to say hello? He's going to ask you. You know, you live, you know.
Where was this again?
In East whatever. It was Bronxville. It's a long ride for you. It's over an hour and a half.
This
you wouldn't go.
This is today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone. But that doesn't mean you can't throw a token invite.
I would have taken the invite.
He golfs.
I play golf.
You would have gone. You think you're a big enough name with the people I named? That
Some of them, yeah.
He's bigger than most of the people you just mentioned.
Really?
In the business?
Bigger than Sean McDonough?
No, I mean, that's a little...
No, I said some of the people.
Bigger than Breen? You think he's bigger than Breen?
Well, you're naming the highest end ones.
Wischusen? You think you're bigger than Wischusen?
Yeah, he's bigger than Wischusen. Yes.
Thank you.
Interesting.
Yeah, you go by Twitter followers.
Well, I don't think that's the only way you should go.
No, but if you were to throw that
Twitter
out there.
All day.
No, I'm just saying. No, if you look at the different matrix.
Matrix?
Yeah.
Is that like metrics?
Same thing. I'm sorry. The movie was just on the other day. I got caught up.
The movie, The Metric.
The movie, The Matrix. Oh. Metric. If you look at the certain metrics like social media, you crush Bob.
Yeah, but that's just, I mean, that's not.
You're bigger than Dave Maloney.
Who starred in The Metrics?
The Metrics?
Yeah.
It's,
no, that would be, I don't know, who would be the equivalent
what's
of Keanu
name?
Reeves?
In The Metrics?
Would it be?
That was what was the movie about baseball, about the analytics of baseball?
Oh, so you were Brad Pitt?
Moneyball.
They considered calling Moneyball.
Right.
The Metrics.
Yeah.
With an X, though. They were going to call it The Metrics.
It's not the first mistake I'll make.
All right, so last night, guys.
So
somebody else will
Metrics,
make another mistake.
Matrix.
I
not,
predict
not
before
like that.
7.
Not, well,
not like,
that?
Okay,
no.
Yummy.
If you
that was a mistake.
No,
that
was it? Well,
it's
a mistake of really not understanding what the word means.
I know what it means.
Yummy.
Look at the different matrix.
Do you believe
matrix
that they
yeah.
will play?
Is that like metrics?
What will they play on DPH or on Rothenberg tomorrow? The metrics or yummy?
No, they're going to play yummy.
Yummy.
And then and how blue they work on that show. Maybe we'll get the actual definition of what you meant.
And we might need to make a Justin Bieber yummy. Yummy, yummy.
Yummy.
Andrew, how do you say the name?
Not like that.
That happened last week, too. That was unfortunate.
What name was it?
What name was that again? It was an NBA name.
I can't remember. The guy who was traded.
It was part of
the
trade.
Kansas guy, Andrew. Oh, OJ. Ochai Agbaji.
OJ Agbaji. Yeah.
There you go.
And how did you butcher that?
In a way that required this being said.
Andrew, how do you say the name?
Not like that.
He's so underrated, snarky.
He really Ochai Agbaji.
He's so nasty. He really is.
He is a nasty guy. All right, so if you're somehow asleep last night because the game was a snooze, or you're just watching Game of Thrones House of Dragon because it's amazing.
Is it?
I love it. You missed that Dak Prescott got hurt. Guys, he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Here's Dak on the disappointment.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. But injuries happen. Can't necessarily control it. Just unfortunate. Obviously going to miss some time, not be there for my team. And that's what hurts more than anything, especially after the start that we just put out there. Wanting to be able to respond and not necessarily having that opportunity for several weeks. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I'll do what I've always done anytime adversity comes. Take it on head first, and it'll get my best, and I'm sure I'll come out of this thing better.
I mean, up until his injury, he was 14 of 29, 134 yards, no touchdowns, a pick, QBR of 15, rating of 47. Then he got injured.
You know what people don't realize? I mean, maybe they do, the real football fans. You know, the Buccaneers, everybody thinks Brady. They've got a great defense.
That's the team, really,
that's
right
the
now.
Team. Yep.
And well, can you imagine, though, you have the defense is your team. But then your quarterback to just handle business happens to be Tom Brady.
Right.
And by the way, Leonard Fournette, who's
played well,
playing very well, and is not, you know, listen, he lost a lot of time with injury He's not an old. He's 27 years old.
I don't like number seven. Bothers me.
I know it is strange. That part is weird. Let's hear from Jerry Jones.
By the way, Tony Ortiz on Twitter said that Don just officially won Drop Madness with Metrics.
Is it already?
Yeah.
Look at the different Matrix.
You could tell
Matrix.
That
yeah.
Is that like Metrics?
Same thing. I'll own it.
That's a lot there. It's a very good one. Let's hear from Jerry Jones announcing Dak's injury.
Dak will be out for a little while. We'll be dealing with that as well. So this was a really tough night for the Cowboys, but and a really a surprising night. But of course, really add to it right there at the end to lose him for several weeks. We'll see more about how long, how many weeks that may be.
Oh man, it must hurt. I have to admit, last night you're a Cowboys fan. What? Literally, no worse way to start your season.
Mike McCarthy's out.
Oh, he's a joke. All due respect.
Wow.
But that's about all due respect.
Now, if I'm a coach, though, the only coach that's really been able to deal with Jerry is Parcells.
Right.
If you're a coach without that kind of standing, and I don't know if Sean Payton, who's close with Parcells, could deal. Jerry runs the team. Who wants to coach like that? He's in on every meeting and things. I mean, it's a special kind of different.
And he begged Parcells to take the job, so maybe that helped. And Bill had a couple of rings.
Right.
Jangling and jangling, as you would say.
Mike McCarthy has one. And I don't think we list Mike McCarthy as one of the great Super Bowl champion head coaches. But he wants somebody that he can push around. And Sean Payton, maybe, because he does have a ring.
No, that... He doesn't. Nah, you know what though? The thing is, here's the thing about Peyton. He's not Bill Parcells. In fact, I think he's slightly overrated. But if they hire Sean Payton, they're going to have to give him so much money,
right,
that he will come in with that one ring, jingling and jangling, hitting the quarters he's getting from them.
You might have to pay him like $15 million a year. The way coaches get paid now.
Right.
Now I got to ask you a question.
I'm happy to answer it for you.
So yesterday on Sunday Night Football, Chris Collinsworth was clearly limited in the way he could talk.
Let's hear.
Those kind of trick plays just like that, Kellen Moore scheming one up early on this one.
Hey, let's celebrate. You feel fine.
I feel great.
You feel fine. It's just two games, 3 days, red eyes, a bunch of travel. My man's playing hurt.
It's a tough decision, and I've gone on the air sounding like that. Is it good to sound like that, or can you have one of your other 15 analysts do the game?
I don't think he was that bad, though.
It didn't sound great. I mean, Tirico mentioned it three times because obviously people were complaining. And also, I hate to say this, and I hope it's not the same outcome, sounds just like Jeff Van Gundy sounded.
Yeah, at the finals.
Right, and I do two games in 3 days. I do a game every single day.
That is a good point.
But it's not that.
He was traveling.
I travel, too.
Well, I'm just kind of rooting for COVID to lose once in a while. Is that okay? Is it great that somebody doesn't have it?
I don't want him to have it.
No, I'm just saying that.
But you can't say it's because he's done two games in 3 days. Because if that's the case, then Kirk Herbstreit is doomed, what he's getting himself into.
Right.
To do Thursday Night Football on Amazon, and then to do the college football show, and then to fly and do the game that night. How's he going to do it?
Some of us do two radio shows every day. I mean, listen, these things happen. Although my voice has recently, I might have to go back to Dr. April. Come on, dog.
You want to go to Zytel's in Boston?
Is that a level up from April? You go.
Well, he's the one who does the surgeries.
Well, I don't think.
April sent me to Zytel's.
Oh, I don't think he needs surgery.
I hope not. I don't.
I'm going to Boston tonight if you'd like to go with me.
No, I hope that's not necessary.
Right. Yummy.
You driving to Boston?
Yeah, I think I will. Because I want to leave right after the game on Wednesday.
Let's.
A-Rod's got the helicopter today, so
let's drive. Let's hear from Brian Daboll, your New York Giants head coach, on the mindset going for two in the win yesterday.
Go for the win. We're going to be aggressive. That's what we want to do. That's the mindset I want the players to have. And if it didn't work, I could live with it. You know, I thought that was the right decision. You know, you're an inch away or whatever it was. I trust Saquon. I grabbed a couple of the defensive players that have busted their tails out there, along with some of the offensive guys that weren't out there. And I said, hey, we got the ball wherever it was. I said, we score. I'm going for two. You guys good with that? And they said, you know, F yeah.
Lay it right down there on the table.
That's what he did. That's exactly what Daboll did.
But, you know, one thing that we should say about the Giants to give them credit on that last drive when Tennessee got into position to kick the field goal, if you have Ojulari and Thibodeau, you're gonna sack the quarterback. That's the one thing they were missing, and
they really
did a really good job defensively. They stopped Derrick Henry. They did a great job, but they do need people to get to the quarterback, and then that defense is going to be better.
Yeah, I think so, because they didn't put a lot of pressure, but I also think that there was a lot of strategy too. Let's just not make it out to be it's all about the cubes. Now, unfortunately, Steve Young,
name of my book, by the way,
all about the cubes.
He can disregard all
Megan
he wants.
Trainor, mm-hmm.
The analytics. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that was an analytical decision. That the percentages of them winning were higher if they went for two rather than settling for the extra point, trying to hold them off, and then if they do, then have it to play for overtime.
Well, it's pretty simple. Think about it like this. You kick the extra point and tie it. They could still move right down the field and hit the field goal.
Right.
And then they also could go to overtime and get the ball first. So you're doubling the likelihood of you losing the game.
And by the way, we did check it out. The rule changes for the postseason where you have to get the ball, even if a touchdown scored.
Oh, you get the ball back now in the playoffs.
So I think there was a lot of strategy. I think there was a lot of analytics. But this is still an organization that less than a year ago was taking a knee at their own 10-yard line because the head coach had zero faith in their offense.
But so, he's now a big part of the offense of the Patriots.
It's a nice thing to have. Again, I don't think this is going to translate into them being a playoff team, no matter how wide open the division is, because they still could not play in Tennessee's territory the entire first half. I'm still not sure about this quarterback, but I'm feeling good about the head coach. It's nice to analyze a win rather than how the Giants blew it late. Finally.
What a day for Saquon. 164 yards, average 9.1 a carry. Touchdown, the two-point conversion. He was fantastic. Think Tyreek Hill is going to make a difference in Miami?
I think that coach is going to make a difference.
Well, let's hear Tyreek Hill talking about the coach.
McDaniels, he's going to need a wheelbarrow, man, for his to carry around, man. He got a lot of you know what I'm saying? So, what's he called by him?
I think he's talking cubes.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, eight receptions, 94 yards.
I'm kicking myself that I did that on the cover five and I didn't bet that game. I loved the Dolphins in that game. Loved them.
You said it.
I did, and it was a stupid pick by me. I picked that stupid Eagle team that can't cover and that stupid 49er team that can't deal with a wet field.
I should have done more work to see what the weather was going to be like.
I try every day.
I think if that field's dry, the 49ers cover.
Maybe.
But we'll never know. And if the lines were straight.
Falcons lose 27-26 to Jameis Winston and the Saints.
That was a fun game.
Here's head coach Arthur Smith. Rough end to his press conference.
Can we protect? Can we run the football on a defense that was supposed to be the steel curtain in the 85 Bears front? That's what I wanted to see. The challenge is can we come up and manhandle that front, which is one of the better fronts in football. And so we'll get another shot on down in New Orleans, and we can't wait. So write whatever y'all want. You guys ranked us 45th. You buried us in May. Bury us again. We don't care. We'll get back to work. Thank you.
Yeah, I love when they say they don't read what's written. They read everything.
But they don't care.
They don't care.
Now, Don, yesterday towards the end of the Jets game, there was a little bit of confusion after DJ Reed had an interception and got down on his knees at midfield. There were some people complaining.
It looked bad when you're getting blown out.
Right. And
but there was a reason.
And let's hear from this is the play-by-play from CBS.
Jackson looking deep down the sideline. Intercepted. Great catch by DJ Reed. And he takes a knee. At midfield.
There will be some scrutiny after that. You went and you knelt at the logo. There's going to be some people that say, why do you do that at that time? Is it just a play?
No. That was so my dad passed away literally right before this game. So
I'm sorry to hear that. Man.
All good, bro. So I was emotional, still emotional. My dad literally told me my dad passed away, so that pick was for my dad. It wasn't celebrating with the scoreboard. That was much deeper than football.
I'm so sorry to hear that, brother.
Right before the game.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is tough. Speaking of the aforementioned Jets, and we send the best out to DJ Reed and his family, Robert Saleh was on the program earlier, and he had some choice things to say about where this Jets team was before Joe Douglas got control.
People don't understand is that this was worse than an expansion team when Joe got here, and Joe has done a phenomenal job. getting us back to square zero to where we can start building over the last 2 years. And we're going to win. I know we are. It's been fortunate to have been a part of this process for a while. And I just I love the fact that it's in New York, where it's the most angry bunch of people, and everything is hit the panic button. And when you win, it's everyone's a Super Bowl champ. And it's when you lose, you're an absolute loser. And I love it. I love it. Bring all of it. And for all the people who doubt, just if you want to jump out the boat, jump out. Just don't come back on.
If you want to, if you missed it, check out the full podcast, our conversation with Coach Saleh. We'll talk to him every single Monday.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Guys, a couple of quick calls from yesterday's games before we leave. Here's the play-by-play from ESPN 850, the final call of the Browns win.
Snap back. He's into it. Line drive. End over end. The kick is up, and it is. And it is gone. Can York hit the field goal from 58 yards out with 8 seconds left to go in the ball game?
That's why they drafted Cade York in the fourth round. We said get him into the 40-yard line, and he hits it. This is unbelievable, Jim.
I think I'm friends with that guy.
What happens
the
when
second
they,
voice, I think, was this guy, Nate, who I'm friends with.
What,
I'm pretty
happens
sure.
If they win the Super Bowl? Where do you go?
I got to hear that again. This, by the way, this may be a drop. This may be one of the drops we need from outside the show.
Snap back. He's into it. Line drive. End over end. The kick is up, and it is. And it is
that part right there. You can't. No. Let's hear someone who would never be accused of behaving this way. Ian Eagle. This is the breakdown. This is a couple of calls from the end of that Cincy-Pittsburgh game.
Trying to complete the round. McPherson. It's blocked. What a turn of events. Wilcox, snapper, Huber, holder. From 29 yards away. Oh, he missed it badly. From 55 yards away. Boswell. No good.
Wow.
What is happening here? Boswell trying to get it done. Snap, placement, kick on the way. Boswell. That's a winner. Unforgettable season opener. And the Steelers outlast the Bengals.
Repugnant game.
The Bird.
The Bird?
What's his nickname?
Who?
Bird. Ian Eagle.
People call him the Bird?
They call him Bird.
Bird is the word. Yeah. Never heard
Bird, the bird is the word.
That will do it for ENN. Really.
When Dave gets to that level, let me know, okay? Dave Maloney is a mute compared to some of the people that have called college and NFL games.
Oh, my God.
But yummy. I made a pack with myself.
You're not criticizing.
I'm not going to criticize because obviously people out there like it.
They
might be brain dead, but they like
it. All I ask is you shout as much as you want. Can I find out if the field goal is good or not? I couldn't.
So there's not like a program director that could say, hey, you know
how program directors get around former athletes.
Can you chill?
I got a phrase for that. I can't say it on the air.
What is it? Yummy?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, don't say that.
Let's take a brief time out. We want to take some phone calls, everybody. 1-800-919-3776. It's Kay, LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.